This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
All right, the fear-mongering over NIL and college sports is right this time. Matthew Sliuca was the starting quarterback for the undefeated UNLV Rebels. 3-0, and look, this team, they are a group of five playoff buster right now in college football. They are a team that many are projecting to be the Mountain West champion, them or Boise State. And they were humming under Barry Odom in his second year down in Las Vegas. But that has come to a screeching halt. Matthew Sliuca has left the football program on Tuesday night because of what he is claiming is unfulfilled NIL promises from UNLV. Bum, bum, bum.
We're going to end up talking about this from 18 different angles because of so many things. The cultural top-down impact of NIL, what it means for UNLV as they're trying to sort out what conference they're in, what this means for them right now. Like it's really, this story is front and center for a multitude of reasons. The interesting thing to me so far is that looking at, you know, who has reported on this story and had different parts of this, you've got Pete Thamel, you've got Nicole Auerbach, you've got Brett McMurphy, Chris Vanini, Ross Dellinger, literally every single one of these people has had a different piece of this story. And it's very interesting because I think both UNLV and Matthew Sliuca and his agent are both trying to get their stories, their narratives, their thoughts, their ideas of how this got to where it is, what happened, what didn't happen. And there's just kind of this race to see who's quote-unquote right, where I think there might be a world where both parties are wrong. And it's just, it's unraveling fast for both parties very quickly.
Yeah, and look, here's kind of the baseline of what we know right now. Matthew Sliuca and his NIL agent, Marcus Cromartie, are saying that offensive coordinator Brennan Marion, who runs, if you don't know anything about Brennan Marion, go Google him. He is a very intriguing offensive mind. He runs an offense called the Go-Go offense that he created. Super smart, bright offensive coordinator. But anyways, they are saying that Brennan Marion is the guy who told Sliuca that they would pay him $100,000 to transfer from Holy Cross to UNLV. Mind you, UNLV was in the quarterback market because their quarterback, Jordan Maiva, transferred over to USC after a fantastic year in the Go-Go last year. So the Sliuca camp is saying, we were promised $100,000 from Brennan Marion. Barry Odom, the head coach at UNLV, is saying, that means nothing to me because of the fact that I didn't say it. Brennan Marion said it. And this is a gets into the weeds of what the actual rules are for NIL, right? Mm-hmm. Because coaches are the ones that are not supposed to be brokering these deals.
This is the Nick Saban during the draft about Quinion Mitchell and leaving Toledo. Like that's
so it's we all know they do.
Yeah, and so that's the first part of this. I don't know if you saw this. This was from Carl Reed, who was at 24/7 Sports. He had this morning at about 6 a.m. All financial commitments for UNLV quarterback Matthew Sluka were completely met. But after wins against KU and Houston, Sluka's family hired an agent, and they collectively feel that his market value is increased per source. That sounds like renegotiating. The price of the brick went up mid-contract. And that's, you can't do that.
No, absolutely not. And, by the way, the deals that have been negotiated by Sluka and the actual collective at UNLV have been fulfilled, right? UNLV's collective paid Sluka $3,000 for an engagement he made over the summer. Apparently, there was a $3,000 per month over the course of the season, which is 4 months. Mind you, that is a far cry from $100,000. Actually, that's only $12,000. That's $88,000 short.
It's pocket change.
And that's the crazy part about any of this. Like, UNLV is saying, hey, we looked into it. It was only a verbal contract. Like, it was only a verbal agreement that, not a verbal contract, a verbal agreement that we made, or somebody made with him, that wasn't the head coach. So Odom is clear of this. UNLV saying, I mean, we never promised him $100,000. Somebody there did, though. But that 24/7 sports report, that paints a pretty different picture in that players can't just sit there and enter the season and start playing and then say, guess what?
You can't reopen the contract.
The price of the brick went up. Yeah. This isn't, we're not playing Narcos here. We're playing college football. you can't do this, right? So this is a murky, murky situation. But make no mistake, UNLV, they're in a really tough spot.
And they've released a statement on that, and I think it addresses a ton.
What's that?
Did you see the statement from Vanini?
No.
So UNLV, this was just about 20 minutes ago. They said that football player Matthew Sluka's representative made financial demands upon the university and its collectives in order to continue playing. That again, highlights the price of the brick going up. They also stated that UNLV interpreted these demands as a violation of the pay-for-play rules as well as Nevada state law. We do not engage in such activity, nor does it respond to implied threats. Wink, wink, nod, nod. Don't think you can sit here and do this. Yeah. UNLV has honored all previously agreed upon scholarships from Matthew Sluka. And this is where I will say, if there was a wink, wink, nod, nod deal for $100,000, you should have got it in writing.
Yep. Yep.
Not to screw the kid over, but like.
Well, yes. No. But if there was a, you know, wink, wink, nod, nod deal, then it makes you look like a-holes if you don't follow up on it, too. You can blame the kid all you want, but
I'm just saying.
So am I, but you can, if it's a wink, wink, nod, nod, you can sure blame the kid for not getting it in writing, or do you want to blame the major university for screwing him over?